Hey there, awesome humans. Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things mental strength and resilience. Ever feel like you're constantly battling a barrage of emotions? Like stress is your shadow, anxiety your unwelcome house guest. Well, buckle up, because today we're diving deep into the fascinating world where ancient philosophy meets modern psychology, stoicism, and its surprising connection to emotional well-being. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Stoicism, isn't that some dusty old philosophy for dudes in togas? Listen, it's way more relatable than you think. Stoicism isn't about suppressing your feelings or becoming a robot. It's about understanding them, managing them, and ultimately living a life of purpose and tranquility. Think of it like this. Imagine your emotions are waves crashing on the shore. Stoicism teaches you to observe those waves without getting swept away. So, what are some key takeaways from this mind-blowing connection between Stoicism and psychology? Let's break it down. First up, mindfulness, that super trendy buzzword we hear everywhere these days. Well, guess what? The Stoics were practicing it centuries ago. They emphasized focusing on the present moment, accepting things as they are, and not dwelling on past regrets or future worries. Sounds pretty familiar, right? Think of it like this. Instead of getting caught up in the what-ifs and the should-haves, you're simply acknowledging what's happening right now with clarity and acceptance. Next up, we have the power of perspective. Stoics believe that our emotions are often influenced by our perceptions, how we choose to interpret events. They taught us to challenge negative thoughts, look for the silver lining in difficult situations, and remember that things rarely are as bad as they seem. Ever get caught up in a frustrating traffic jam? Stoicism reminds you to take a deep breath, maybe blast some tunes, and see it as an opportunity to catch up on your podcast queue like this one, hopefully. Speaking of perspective, Stoicism also emphasizes the importance of focusing on what's truly within our control. We can't control the weather, traffic, or other people's actions, but we can control our own reactions and responses. This shift in focus can be incredibly liberating. Think of it like this. You might not be able to stop a rude comment, but you can choose how you respond with grace, humor, or simply by letting it roll off your shoulders. Now let's talk about self-discipline, a cornerstone of both Stoicism and psychology. This isn't about being rigid or depriving yourself, it's about setting clear goals, building healthy habits, and practicing delayed gratification. Want to achieve that dream project? It takes discipline to carve out time for it, resist distractions, and stay focused on the big picture. Stoicism reminds us that true freedom comes from mastering ourselves, not external circumstances. Finally, remember this. Stoicism is a journey, not a destination. It's about continuously practicing these principles, learning from our experiences, and striving to live a more meaningful life. Just like any skill, it takes time and effort, but the rewards are immense: increased emotional resilience, greater self-awareness, and a deeper sense of purpose. Okay, let's get real for a sec. Imagine you're at work, and suddenly your boss drops a huge project on your plate right before a big presentation. You feel overwhelmed, stressed, and tempted to panic. But wait. Remember what we just talked about. You can choose to breathe deeply, acknowledge those feelings, remind yourself that you've handled tough situations before, and focus on taking one step at a time. Stoicism helps you channel that stress into productive action instead of letting it derail your entire day. So there you have it. The fascinating connection between Stoicism and psychology, a powerful toolkit for navigating the ups and downs of life with greater emotional strength. Remember, practice makes perfect. Start incorporating these principles into your daily routine and watch as your mental armor becomes unbreakable. This has been your dose of Stoic wisdom for today, folks. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little boost in their emotional resilience. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, I always love hearing from you. And until next time, remember, stay strong, stay resilient, and keep conquering those inner demons and outer ones too.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.